ask me what went wrong, and I can never seem to say that I can't go on this way. Cause you're the one I need to touch, you're the one I miss so much. I'll just on the line, but I just have to make you mine. My love is here to stay.
Sit alone sometimes at night.
And a shoe shine claw, 32 hangers and a touch tone phone with a light that goes on when I ain't home. I ain't home, I ain't home. You better leave a message, cause I ain't home. They got an air conditioner for when I'm hot, a radiator for when I'm not. Two big chairs sitting side by side with a holy Bible and a TV guide. TV guide, TV guide. Great God Almighty, it's a TV guide. They got a second story view from curve to curve, a sign that says please don't disturb, a monogram towel and a bucket of ice, a chest of drawers and a mirror that lies, a mirror that lies, a mirror that lies, that can't be me and it's a mirror that lies. Menu for food and drink, a porcelain throne and aluminum sink, two big pillows to rest my head, magic fingers on a king-size bed, put in the cord and turn out the light, magic fingers make you feel alright, I feel alright. All right, there's message if you lose the key. This hotel room got a lot of stuff, but I believe I've had enough. I called my baby, said, don't you fight. I'm packing my bags and I'm checking out. Just as soon as you hang up that telephone, stick a candle in the window, I'm coming home. I'm coming home. Company's here. Our company, that is. Hello. This is Larry Berger, along with Ricky Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McHugh Sports, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, Audio Now, where you can listen by phone at 641-793-5122. And internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere, including the brand new slbradio.org/radio. Today, we will talk about a new bookstore offering free children's books in a homestead. That will be at 7:50. The store is called B is for Books. At 8:20, we'll talk about Write Pittsburgh, a program offering meetups for teens every week to practice and talk about writing. Melanie Taylor will be here to preview her upcoming play at the new Hazlett Theater. That will be at 8:35 Eastern. At 10 o'clock, we have teen members of the Phipps Conservatory Youth Climate Advocacy Committee. At 10:35, award-winning actors and backstage students
from the 4th Annual Drama Awards, sponsored by Prime Stage. And at 11 o'clock, Ben Getkin, along with Danny Rechtenwald and Tim Good, with live music. All this morning, thanks for meeting us here for the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
Good morning, starshine. The earth says hello. You twinkle above us. We twinkle below. Good morning, starshine.
Is that going to be in your head the rest of the day? I either say you're welcome or I'm sorry. I actually woke up with that song in my head this morning. Thought you might enjoy hearing it. Welcome. And thanks for all the kind words about our new website. That was a huge accomplishment for us this week. And I hope you'll find it easier to navigate, to follow along. There are some tweaks we're still making to it, and we will do so over the days. I noticed a few things just yesterday. And we've got a big, long list, but we want to thank our friends at Landisburg Design, who have been working with us for, believe it or not, about 2 years on making this all happen. What you'll see is in the upper right-hand corner, it says our catalog. That ultimately will have everything that used to be in neighborhoodvoices.org right at that same place. And it's so much easier to search. And there's content there now being added even as we speak. And Youth Express is also there now too. So the reason it took so long is we put quite a few websites together into one website with more to come. A busy week in the real world, not just in the world of computers and the internet. 10 people born in other countries who now live in Pittsburgh were interviewed by over 30 fifth grade students at Winchester Thurston in our annual From There to Here project. That all happened Monday, SLB staffers on site. And then we also were there Tuesday at the school to collect reflections from participating students. We recorded a couple episodes of the Remaking Tomorrow podcast. We're proud to be part of that. We also worked on the youth portion of Kidsburg and Remake Learning Days, the Youth Ambassador Program. Our Pittsburgh Youth Media Corps had a meetup on Monday night, and we had open studios and special Youth Media Center get-togethers Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday as well. One of them was called Bandmate Speed Date, and it was a lot of fun as students tried different instruments and collaborating with one another. We had a visit from City High. And that more or less gets us up to date. Here's hoping that you had a good week. Hello to Tommy in Virginia, getting one of today's door prizes. Also, good morning to Mike and Mars. Jim in Blackridge and Dust Bowl Jack. And Dust Bowl Jack, we have a request that you made coming up in a moment or two. Right now, it's time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge with this morning's pop quiz. And today's pop quiz is easy enough. Alligator is an example of an animal whose name begins with the letter A. A is for alligator. And our challenge to you is, can you come up with at least five other animals whose names begin with the letter A? Your answers can be of any length, as long as they are an animal starting with the letter A. If five seems too easy, maybe work them all into a sentence or see if you can come up with 10 or see how creative you can be. We're looking for five animals that start with the letter A. Here's hoping you'll join us on the radio. 412-200-5975. Good luck from the Saturday Light Brigade. Back in
have come. With your chrome heart shining in the sun, long may you run. Boys have got you now, with those waves singing Caroline, running down that empty ocean road, getting to the surf on time. Have come with your chrome heart shining in the sun. Long may you run.
Cupid, draw back your bow and let your arrow go straight to my lover's heart for me. Cupid, please hear my cry and let your arrow fly straight to my lover's heart for me. Now I don't mean to bother you, but I'm in distress. There's danger of me losing all of my happiness, for I love a girl who doesn't know I exist, and this you can fix. So Cupid, draw back your bow and let your arrow go straight to my lover's heart for me. Nobody but me. Cupid, please hear my cry and let your arrow fly straight to my lover's heart for me. Now Cupid, if your arrow make a love storm for me, I promise I will love her until eternity. I know between the two of us her heart we can steal. Help me if you will. Cupid, draw back your bow and let your arrow go straight to my lover's heart for me. Nobody but me. Cupid, please hear my cry and let your arrow fly straight to my lover's heart for me. Now
Cupid,
don't you hear me?
Don't you hear me?
Calling you,
calling you.
I need you,
I need you.
Cupid,
Cupid,
help me.
Colin Meloy here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Valentine's Day is coming up, and you also heard the Danny Magoo Band as presented live on SLB January 27th, 2018. Dust Bowl Jack requested a version of Long May You Run. We are looking for animals whose names begin with the letter A. And you can phone us at 412-200-5975. We would love to have your contributions. There are quite a few coming in. And I shall start to share them. Patrick in South Park has ape, anaconda, angelfish, alpaca, and armadillo. And good morning to James. Thank you very much for your comments on our new website. We will work on that, and we appreciate some of the comments. We're glad you're listening this morning. And I was in the midst of sending you an email when the microphone came on and it was time for me to talk. Tom in McCandless has anaconda, anteater, albatross, anchovy, alpaca, angelfish, armadillo, and the alligators of the Kiski River. John in Economy Borough has albatross, ape, anteater, aardvark, armadillo, antelope, anaconda, alpaca, Airedale. I actually don't know that. I see. Airedale Terrier. And the ass, comma, Jack. I was putting the terrier together with that other word, and I was thinking that's not an animal. Good morning to Mike and Mars. And here comes some additional answers. Jim and Blackridge has aardvark, that is, antelope, anteater, armadillo, ant, Appaloosa, African elephant, angora, cat, axis deer, anaconda, alligator, Attix, arrow worm, abalone, argonaut, ape, ankylosaurus, apatosaurus, and Archaeopteryx. Those are new ones to me. Dr. Nelson has aphid, aardvark, ant-ape, anaconda, antelope, armadillo, alpaca, anteater, anchovy, and albatross. And James has anteater, antelope, aardvark, alpaca, and armadillo. Tommy has quite a few: aardvark, aardwolf, abyssinian, attix, axolotl, asp, ant, antelope, albatross, agouti, alpaca, angelfish, anchovy, Amur, leopard, and armadillo, which he says is the answer to the Texas-based riddle, why did the chicken cross the road? To show the armadillos that it can be done. He also points out there's lots of animals that are American this, African this, Arctic this, that he could also have included. Mark wanted to know if he gets double credit for aardvark. Indeed you do. Linda has antelope, anaconda, ape, and aardvark, and armadillo. Jim in Crafton Heights has quite a few: aardvark, anteater, antelope, asp, adder. These are ones we haven't mentioned yet. Andean condor, and anglerfish. John Davis, good morning. Airedale, Afghani hound, alpaca, anteater, aardvark, ape, akita. I think I've mentioned all of the other ones on your list. Mary Jean has ape, ant, anteater, antelope, adder, asp, albacore, and Airedale. And Mark adds aardvark, alpaca, armadillo, abalone, aphid, and anaconda. Kathy has alpaca, armadillo, anteater, antelope, aardvark, and an Amazon parrot. So many. Sue has abalone, ape, armadillo, anaconda, aardvark, ant, asp, often pincher, Airedale, and Afghan. Jeff in Squirrel Hill, most of his we've mentioned. We've mentioned all of his, but thanks the same, Jeff. Leslie in Oakland has Arctic fox. The others we have mentioned. And we did it. Those are all of the ones that have come in. Oh, Larry in Elwood City points out that we missed one big one, and that would be Alvin. Alvin the chipmunk. Thank you for playing along with us as we broadcast live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade.
This is the start of the large, dark, aardvark song.
Dun, 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 yeah, yeah, yeah.
There is a large, dark aardvark in the park. They say he's missing from the zoo.
Let's see.
The police are looking high and low, but they have not seen him, have you? Why did he go?
No.
Oh,
no.
I'll tell you the reason. Cause it's aardvark mating season. When an aardvark makes a date, he sneaks right through that old zoo gate. So if you see two aardvarks necking in the park, don't upset their apple cart.
Why not?
Do not be a spy. You're not the FBI, and you should never break an aardvark's heart.
This is the second chorus of the aardvark song.
To be an aardvark is not easy, folks, cause all you get to eat is ants. And all the other animals make jokes at your attempts to find romance.
Very funny.
Nobody laughs at hippopotamuses or at fat rhinoceroses. But an aardvark makes them howl, because he's neither fish nor fowl. He's like a kangaroo. in love with a canoe. And that's what makes the zoo folks laugh. All of this is so, and here is how I know I'm your friendly neighborhood giraffe.
Alan Sherman getting in on the craze of sped up. And sweetened lyrics. The time of the purple people eater comes to mind. Not to mention the aforementioned Alvin and the Chipmunks. Thanks a lot for playing along with our pop quiz this morning. And good morning to Larry in Elwood City. Thanks for the kind words again about our new website. And if you notice any issues as you go through the website this morning, please let us know. Just drop us a note as we work through a few bugs here and there.
Pittsburgh Community Television, PCTV, joins you in supporting SLB Radio. PCTV is a nonprofit organization that provides community members and organizations access to media production resources and programming opportunities that empower, educate, and enhance the community. More information is available at pctv21.org.
Last week's on-air segments featuring the Hiawatha Project, Wildlife Leadership Academy, the New Horizon Theater production of Blues is the Roots, Youth Shakespeare Monologue and Singing Contest honorees, high school seniors from Junior Achievements 18 Under 18 program, and the Turpentiners are all available in our new on-demand catalog at slbradio.org/catalog. Now it's time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Now it is time for this morning's history riddle. The youngest of eight children, she was born on February 9th, 1944 in Georgia and graduated from Sarah Lawrence College in 1965. Her first novel, called The Third Life of Grange Copeland, came out in 1970, establishing a career in which she would thrive. A civil rights activist and writer, other works include The Temple of My Familiar, Meridian, and a 1982 book awarded a Pulitzer Prize, which Danny Glover, Whoopi Goldberg, Oprah Winfrey, and others helped showcase before millions of eyes. Four, 1-2-200-5975. Take a guess on this morning's history riddle if you care to. 4-1-2-200-5975. Again, the youngest of eight children, she was born on February 9th, 1944 in Georgia, and graduated from Sarah Lawrence College in 1965. Her first novel, called The Third Life of Grange Copeland, came out in 1970, establishing a career in which she would thrive. A civil rights activist and writer, other works include The Temple of My Familiar, Meridian, and a 1982 book awarded a Pulitzer Prize, which Danny Glover, Whoopi Goldberg, Oprah Winfrey, and others helped showcase before millions of eyes. 412-200-5975. Good luck. with our history riddle.
Lisa Timmons, she said, man, you're stuck. The whole East Coast shut down, and all of Ireland's messed up. But you can't change the weather, you can't unscramble eggs, you can't change the future. Poking around in the dregs. Come to think about it, ain't that much you can do. And if you can't change the weather, let the weather blow through. What good is a ticket if the trip isn't on? What good is a suitcase when the chance for going's long gone? Well, I don't have the answer, and I don't really care. 'Cause sitting here moaning won't get me over there. And you can't change the weather, can't unscramble eggs, you can't change the future, poking around in the dregs. Come to think about it, ain't that much you can do. can't change the weather. Let the weather blow through. Now Cooper's in Nashville, Brace is stranded in Spain. You can take it or leave it, it's no use to complain. Last night I lay dreaming of old Waterford Town, of number 9 whiskey and the snow falling down. But you can't change the weather, you can't unscramble legs, you can't change the future, poking around in the dregs. Come to think about it, ain't that much you can do. If you can't change the weather, let the weather blow through. If you can't change the weather, let the weather blow through.
New from Eric Brace and Tom Jutts, Can't Change the Weather, the name of the song. And Eric Bibb and Jean-Jacques Milteau before that. And Bring a Little Water, Sylvie. Simple Motion is the album from Eric Brace and Tom Jutts. Hello to Debbie Tobin. She added some A animals from the puzzle we had about half an hour ago, and one was albino deer. She also had albatross. And we're in the midst of our historical puzzle. Tommy in Richmond has the correct answer. Also with the correct answer this morning, Linda in Collier, half of the dynamic duo, Alice. Walker is who we were looking for, Alice Walker. Mike and Mars has the correct answer, as does Larry in Elwood City, Tom and McCandless, Rich in Freeport, Kathy in Tionesta, all coming up with Alice Walker this morning. Oh, Holly had it too, in Oakland. Let me see if Ricky had any other correct answers. No, just Holly. I have a few others to report. John and Carrick, good morning. He also knew Alice Walker, as did John in Economy Borough. The Color Purple was a huge film. Alice Walker tagged along for all of the filmmaking, but she was not there for the editing. How could she be? That would be a pretty tough process. But she had this to say as she reflected on the film and its fidelity to her writing.
There are some parts that I quibbled with because I didn't understand at the time that it's in the editing that a film is shaped. So I noticed that Stephen had shot almost everything I had demanded, you know, that had to be there. But a lot of it ended up cut. And that wasn't very good to see. But the story is strong. It's a very robust story, and it's very universal. So that no matter how they cut it, it's always true. And that is what I really love about The Color Purple.
Alice Walker talking about The Color Purple. She mentions his Steven Spielberg, and that's courtesy of the BBC. Another chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge coming up in about 15 minutes. Molly Tuttle now, along with Golden Highway at the Saturday Light Brigade.
Come gather around, folks, and a story I'll tell about a girl who tripped through the bottom of the well. Woke up in a dream with a curious habit, chasing a little white rabbit. Well, she landed with a thud by the field mouse door, said, "This don't look like Kentucky anymore." Times and her mind swung open. Alice had woken. So she danced all night with a bottle in her hand, lost in a backwoods wonderland. Toadstool fiddle and a cigarette bowl. Where'd you come from, Alice? Why'd you go? Then the old snapper turtle peeked out of his shell, said, "Little girl, you don't look too well. Take a little swig and a little swallow, you'll feel three times smaller." Then the glowworm sitting on a caterpillar tractor gave her smoke, some strange tobacco. The doodle bug said, "Girl, you can't go back there, you'll be ours forever after." So she danced all night with a bottle in her hand, lost in a backwoods wonderland. Toadstool fiddle and a cigarette bowl. Where'd you come from, Alice? Why'd you go? Little piece of cornbread, swallow it down till you're 10 feet high up above the ground. All the king's horses, mules, and men can't bring little Alice. The well grew a jackpine ladder. She climbed like the devil when the devil came after her. He was fast, but she was faster. Now she's sitting on the porch with her ma and pa, trying to make sense of the things she saw. Can't wait to wander back to Wonderland, go tripping through the bluegrass once again. Dance all night with a bottle in her hand, lost in a backwoods wonderland. Toadstool fiddle and a cigarette bowl. Where'd you come from, Alice? Why'd you go, Alice in the bluegrass?
Here at the Saturday Light Brigade, Anne Molly Tuttle and Golden Highway did Alice in the Bluegrass. Charge once again to you, if you knew, that we were looking for Alice in Wonderland. And now a little time for this here at the Saturday Light Brigade.
Actually, I did rather well myself this past Christmas. The nicest present I received was a gift certificate, good at any hospital, for a lobotomy. Rather thoughtful. Now, if I may digress momentarily from the mainstream of this evening's symposium, I'd like to sing a song which is completely pointless, but is something which I picked up during my career as a scientist. This may prove useful to some of you someday, perhaps in a somewhat bizarre set of circumstances. It's simply the names of the chemical elements set to a possibly recognizable tune. Arsenic, aluminum, selenium, and hydrogen, and oxygen, and nitrogen, and rhenium, and nickel, neodymium, neptunium, germanium, and iron, americium, ruthenium, uranium, europium, zirconium, lutetium, vanadium, and lanthanum, and osmium, and astatine, and radium, and golden protactinium, and indium, and gallium, and iodine, and thorium, and thulium, and thallium. There's yttrium, ytterbium, actinium, rubidium, and boron, gadolinium, niobium, iridium, and strontium, and silicon, and silver, and samarium, and bismuth, bromine, lithium, beryllium, and barium. that interesting? I knew you would. I hope you're all taking notes, because there's going to be a short quiz next period. There's holmium and helium and hafnium and erbium and phosphorus and francium and fluorine and terbium and manganese and mercury, molybdenum and magnesium, dysprosium and scandium and cerium and cesium and lead, praseodymium and platinum and plutonium, palladium, promethium, potassium, polonium, and tantalum, technetium, titanium, tellurium, and cadmium and calcium and chromium and curium. There's sulfur, californium, and fermium, berkelium, and also mendelevium, einsteinium, nobelium, and argon, krypton, neon, radon, xenon, zinc, and rhodium, and chlorine, carbon, cobalt, copper, tungsten, tin, and sodium. These are the only ones of which the news has come to Harvard. And there may be many others, but they haven't been discovered.
Yep. That's Tom Lehrer. As we broadcast live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSAJ Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, and the brand new slbradio.org/radio.
Well, dig a little deeper in the well, boys, dig a little deeper in the well. If you want a good cool drink of water, you better dig a little deeper in the well. Oh, dig a little deeper in the well, boys, dig a little deeper in the well. Well, you need a good cool drink of water, you better dig a little deeper in the well. Don't be fooled by the things you see. If you want to get at the heart of things, you gotta dig way down deep. If second place don't get it, son, the winner gotta come in first. There ain't nothing worse than taking a drink that leaves you with thirst. Come on, dig a little deeper in the well, boys. Dig a little deeper in the well. If you want a good cool drink of water, you better dig a little deeper in the well. She'll be there to lean on when the whole world's done him wrong. There ain't nothing like little loving, man, it's the way it is meant to be. You better find you a woman that'll be good to you like your mama's been to me. Oh, dig a little deeper in the well, boys, dig a little deeper in the well. If you want a good cool drink of water, you better dig a little deeper in the well. Be fooled by a muddy stream. Be careful where you dream. Said life is what you make it. Sometimes it's a living hell. And if you want to get to the promised land, you better dig a little deeper in the well. Say, dig a little deeper in the well, boys. Dig a little deeper in the well. If you want to get a cool drink of water, you better dig a little deeper in the well. Oh, dig a little deeper in the well, boys. Dig a little deeper in the well. If you want to get
there is the great Billy Strings, along with his dad, dig a little deeper in the well. Hello, Susie. Susie gives our brand new website two thumbs up. Thanks, Susie. I was looking a version of our website from December 2000. I said that correctly, December 2000. And boy, was that fun to look back on. Some great pictures of Ricky and me and Bill Luker, some wonderful puzzles and other features. I'd pulled it out because I wanted our design team to know what our website looked like nearly 25 years before the recent design. And our website goes back even earlier, but that was the earliest version I could find that still had a lot of content on it to click through. Thank you for the comments this morning. I do hope you'll explore slbradio.org.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from Spatial Audio Solutions, providing configurable audio playback and streaming software solutions to radio stations, webcasters, and businesses around the world since 1998. Additional information is available at Spatial.